Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming iniquity in your life. This is an important area to understand. Most people don't know what iniquity is. Iniquity is a perversity. It is a moral evil, a wrongfulness, and it is of the heart. The soul will sin. Sin comes from the soul realm of our mind and our will and our actions carried out from our soul. But iniquity is that is of the heart. In Ezekiel 28, verse 15, talking about Satan, who was Lucifer, it said he was perfect in thy ways from the day that he was created till iniquity was found in him. Lucifer was the originator of iniquity, and his name was changed to Satan. Because of the multitude of his iniquity, he defiled the sanctuaries of the Lord, and he was kicked out of heaven. We saw in 2 Thessalonians 2:7 that iniquity is called one of the mysteries. It says, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And we see in Matthew 23:28 that it's referring to something that is within. It says, outwardly men appear righteous, but within they are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. That iniquity is from within. Psalms 90, verse 8, it says, he set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. That is what originates from the heart. And we know that the inherited generational curses come because of the iniquity of our forefathers. Exodus 20, verse 5, it says, he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. We see the fact that we're shaped in iniquity, and in sin did our mother conceive us. This has come from day one in our life. We talked about how iniquity gets a hold of us when we despise the judgments and the statutes of the Lord. Of course, the answer is put the Word of God first place. If you hear and do His Word, then you will walk in the ways of the Lord, and you will not sin, and iniquity will not get into your heart. If you have stubbornness, then that produces iniquity in you. The answer is yield yourself to God. Your mouth will utter it, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. The answer is bridle your tongue. The Bible talks about in Job 15:16 how man drinks iniquity like water through his filthy actions. And it talks about the workers of iniquity, how their heart works iniquity, practicing hypocrisy. It's very important that we choose to walk in the ways of the Lord and be obedient to Him. People that continue in sin, the backsliders, they are laden with iniquity, the Bible says. And we've got to watch that we don't let any idols in our heart. That produces iniquity as well. If we trust in our own way, walking in our own ways, then that is going to produce iniquity in our heart. And we're going to talk about the effects of iniquity today. In Genesis 19, verse 15, it talks about the angels that hasten Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Here, the iniquity of the city brought judgment. And we can see that in this city, as well as other cities, there's iniquity. You need to realize that the iniquity from the people has allowed the demonic strongholds, the principalities, the powers, the rulers to be operating and affecting the particular locale where they are. And this iniquity of the city will bring a curse upon all that are within it. And we've got to not be taken up with the iniquity of the city. That's why we've got to walk in the ways of the Lord. In fact, we need to be the intercessors that are going to stand up and remit the sins and the iniquities of the city where we are, and stand up and proclaim in intercessory prayer the forgiveness for the sins, and intercede to pull down those strongholds of the enemy that have been established because of the iniquity of the people. But the effects of the iniquity will bring a destruction, and that's what happened to the city there where Lot was. In Exodus 28, verse 43, The Bible says there that when you come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when you come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, they shall not bear iniquity. If they bear that iniquity or carry that iniquity, it said they would die. There was a curse of death that would come upon him. We want to be sure when we're coming into the presence of the Lord that we're coming in with a clean heart, a pure heart. That's going to be acceptable to him. He's looking after what is in your heart. And remember, iniquity is that which is of the heart. In Leviticus 18, verse 25, the Bible says, "The land's defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it." When things are defiled because of sin and the iniquity, the wickedness, it is going to bring quite a curse. Achan committed the trespass over in Joshua chapter 22. It says there that then the man perished because of his iniquity. That wickedness within caused him to commit the things that he did. And over in 1 Samuel 3:13, here speaking of Eli, it says, "I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made himself vile, and he restrained them not." This is an important principle. You can't let your family, the members, the children in the family, continue in ways of sin. If you know of the sin that is going on, and you allow the sin, the sons or daughters, to make themselves vile, and you don't restrain them, it is the responsibility of all parents to restrain their children, or one adult should restrain that whole household. That righteous one should rise up and take dominion, so that the iniquity does not abound. But because of the iniquity which he knew, and he did not restrain them, judgment came upon the house. And what happened? The sons died, and the man died as well. He lost his priesthood, and he ended up dying a terrible death. In Ezra chapter 9, verse 7, the Bible says here where they had a great trespass, and it says, "For our iniquities," then what happened? They were delivered into the hands of the enemy. They were delivered into captivity, to be a spoil, to be of confusion, to the enemies who would destroy them with the sword. It is important that we do not let iniquity work in our life. The Bible says in Job 4:8, here's another effect. Those that plow iniquity will sow wickedness, and they're going to reap the same. You're going to reap punishment. The Bible says there is a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity, even though they might try to hide themselves. The workers of iniquity are going to see curses come upon them. Psalms 31, verse 10. The Bible says, "My life is spent with grief, my years with sighing, my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed." Here we see that iniquity will bring physical and emotional problems, mental problems. They are the root cause behind these things coming upon you. Don't look at this in the natural and try to figure out all this. You need to realize that there is a root cause, and the iniquity of the heart was the cause for the grief and the sighing and the strength failing and the problems where it said his bones were being consumed. The destruction was happening. In Psalm 66, verse 18, the Bible says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." If you have iniquity or wickedness in your heart, God's not going to hear your prayers. In Psalms 106, 43, it says, "Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity." You see, many times people will sin and they'll get in trouble and they'll confess their sin in God. They'll call upon the Lord and he'll come and deliver them. But they never really deal with that attitude within. And even though God may deliver you, because he is a God of mercy, at the same time, if you continue in that and you don't really deal with the heart attitudes, you will be brought low for your iniquity. The Bible says fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Destruction comes to the workers of iniquity. It's important that you do not continue in ways of sin. It is producing iniquity in you. In Isaiah 30, verse 13, the Bible says, "This iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant." As you sin, it's producing that iniquity in your heart. And if you continue to sin, that iniquity builds up, and it will swell out like a high wall and suddenly break upon a person. It's also tied into sickness and disease. In Isaiah 33:24, the inhabitants shall not say, I'm sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. See, when you get forgiven your iniquity and that thing is cleansed out of you, it will affect your physical health. In Isaiah 59:2, here's another effect. Here it says, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. When there's sin and iniquity in our life, that separates us and hinders us. In Isaiah 59:7, he goes on and he talks about their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. Don't let your thoughts be thoughts of iniquity from within. Otherwise, it will bring wasting and destruction upon your path. Very important that we turn away from all these things. In Jeremiah 5:25, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. If you're not seeing the blessings of God coming, if you're not seeing the answers to prayer, your iniquities will hold these things back. They'll turn away the good things that God purposes, and your sins will withhold good things from you. In Jeremiah 30:14, he says, I've wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. Why? For the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. See, as your sins are increased, it is building up iniquity in you. And because of the multitude of the iniquity, there's going to be great destruction come upon a person. Jeremiah 51:6 says, flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul, be not cut off in her iniquity. We know that Babylon is that demonic blend of political and religious and economic worldly activities. You are not to be caught up in the ways of the world. You are to walk in the ways of the Lord. And if you don't flee out of the ways of the world, out of Babylon, then what's going to happen? You are going to be delivered because you're into bondage because of the iniquity. You'll be cut off. You need to deliver your soul and turn away from these things. Lamentations 5:7, our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Here we see the inherited generational effect because of the iniquities. God wants you to turn away from these things. If you let the iniquities come in and operate in your heart, then the thief can come in and the troop of robbers will come and bring you into bondage. That's in Hosea 7:1. God says, turn away from sin and iniquity in the heart and walk in his ways. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you.